It's time now for the Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107Radio.com. All match sponsors include Coburn Superstore of Mitchell, Walmart of Mitchell, Mitchell Technical Institute, and Avera Health Systems Central Office. This winner's bracket matchup between Huron and Mount Vernon also being brought to you by Poet Buyer Refining of Mitchell, Prostrello's, Mount Vernon Farmers Elevator, and Myers Oil. Huron and their coaches Lindsey Brewer and Brandy Fitzgerald, they beat Wetzeden Springs 3-2. Their team captain today is Frank Hines, with members Aubrey Rutledge and Brendan Schlater, with members not in the room today, Gemma Keeler and Shelby Vandenhoek. For Mount Vernon and their coach Maxwell Schaefer, they beat Menno 3-1. Their team captain is Zach Mickinen, with team members Lucas Wazorek and Logan Talam. Also in the room not participating today is Riley Deinert and Hunter Pranger. It's Huron, it's Mount Vernon, it's the winner's bracket matchup of our Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107Radio.com. Huron has won the coin toss to determine who'll get to go first. Huron, you ready for your first round question?
Yep.
Here is your first round question. Where would you go to see the Spirit of St. Louis?
The Smithsonian Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C.
I will give it to you. The Smithsonian Institute is what we're looking for. We'll give it to you. Huron, you're on the board. You lead it 1-0. Mount Vernon, back to you with your first round question. What was made from the 1820s through the 1840s by the Hawken family of St. Louis?
Wagons.
Guns, muzzle loaders, rifles. No correct answer for Mount Vernon. Huron, back to you. What gunfighter is buried at the Fort Sumner Military Cemetery in New Mexico?
Wyatt Earp.
Billy the Kid. No correct answer for Huron. Mount Vernon, back to you for the tie. What does the prefix mean in infrared, infrasonic, and infrastructure?
Inside.
Not correct. The correct answer is below or beneath is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Mount Vernon. Huron, back to you. The disaster at what colony marked the end of Sir Walter Raleigh's involvement in English colonization of the New World?
Roanoke.
Is correct. Huron, you've taken a commanding 2-0 lead. Mount Vernon, back to you. Who became First Lady upon the resignation of Richard Nixon in 1974?
Mrs. Johnson.
Betty Ford is what I'm looking for. No correct answer for Mount Vernon. Huron, back to you with the correct answer here. You'll win the match 3-0. The four slave states that did not succeed came to be known as the blank states.
The slave states?
The border states. No correct answer for Huron, leaving the door open for Mount Vernon. In order to leave Earth and travel into interplanetary space, a rocket must reach 25,000 miles per hour, a speed called what velocity?
Stellar velocity.
Escape velocity. No correct answer for Mount Vernon. Huron again, back to you for the win. The key to lowering terminal velocity is a higher ratio of surface area to what?
To mass.
Mass or weight is correct, Huron, and you've won the match 3-0 over Mount Vernon. Huron stays undefeated. They'll play again December 18th. They're just one win away from coming to the Final Eight on January 12th. Mount Vernon, just their first loss. They'll play again December 4th against Canastota. Final score here in this match, Huron 3, Mount Vernon nothing. On the Quiz Bowl, online only at Q107Radio.com. I've been your host, Steve Morgan.